This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR, 4947, wins two tickets to see Adam Sandler at KeyBank Center Sunday, September 21st, so a week from Sunday, courtesy of Live Nation. There's no Buffalo football game that day, by the way. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. You know, maybe there was a thing there where I couldn't say, because you wouldn't know who I'm talking about. Hopefully you do, the name of the team in a promotional read. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I didn't say Super Bowl, at least.
Okay. Good job.
So good.
What day is that show, by the way?
21st.
Okay. Yeah, right. They play Thursday night that week.
A week from tomorrow, Miami.
I'm going to my first game as a fan in 25
really?
Years. Really? Yeah. It's been that long.
The 02?
No.
New England?
Yeah.
That year?
Yeah, so it's not
Jets.
25. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I forgot about all those. I for some reason, I had the Tennessee opener in 2000 as the game. But no, we talked about this the other week. Yeah, I left fourth and stupid. I left early. That's after that. So
such a fun year.
But it's been a long time. So I'm really looking forward to it. Owen and I have never been to a game together. He's been with some friends. He went when he's a really little kid with his mom on a game we would have been working at. But should be a fun time.
My son and I have been to one game together. He's been to two others, including the Ravens playoff game. He went to that game.
Nice.
He and I have been to one game together, a preseason game against Indianapolis.
Oh, I should take that back. Owen and I went to E.J. Manuel's preseason debut against Pittsburgh back in 13.
Yeah, you know, you have to make a special category for the preseason.
Regular season game is what I'm talking about, yeah.
This was the game where he and I were on the field. My son and I were on the field.
Right, I remember this.
And he got a ball.
Right.
There was a punt.
Gee, Reggie, Daddy, does this happen all the time?
I know, right? I can't believe Dan Marino hasn't been to a second Super Bowl yet. Reggie Bush was fielding punts in the warm-up, and this particular punt went out of bounds right over our heads, and the ball for like a couple of seconds sat on the ground behind us, and I was with my son, who would have been 6 or 7 years old maybe at the time, and a photographer friend, and he's like, pick it up and give it to the kid, which I had no instinct to do because it's not my ball.
Yeah.
I'll take that $225 out of the vending machine today for the canceled transaction, but that's not my ball. So he's like, pick it up and give it to the kid.
And then out of nowhere, here comes Philly's Karen. She's got to get in there. That was my ball.
That was incredible.
Sorry, I didn't mean to submarine.
My
your
wife
story
even
here.
Knew about that.
Right.
Like I was thinking I could bring this up to her just to start a conversation. She even knew about the Philly's lady.
Yeah.
And the kid got like a bat, and he got to the clubhouse.
He made out great. Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got a camera now, so.
Yeah.
But I picked up the ball and gave it to my son. I've got a great picture of him just like awestruck that he's got this football in his hands. And then we went up. We were there for work, and there were other people from the station who were in the suite together. And, you know, there were two or three other kids about his age or a little older. And the whole night was keeping the ball away from them.
Right.
Like, all right, we got this thing. You're not touching it because you're running out that door. I know it.
Hanging on to that ball.
You know what? I have two. Both one is through something else, like a school function where he won it, or my wife or he won it. And another one was through here at like a raffle. We've got two signed
NFL game type balls.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Both signed by Stephon Diggs.
Oh, wow.
What do I do with them? I'm going to call the hobby.
Hope you don't get hung up on.
That's fair. What do I do with these? I mean, you couldn't ever in a million years guess whose signature it is by looking at it.
That's tough.
Of course, right? They can't read it. But they're both signed by, you know, there's a certificate that says so. So I feel like I can say it as a fact. They're both signed by Diggs. And they're not, there might be a Bills logo on them, actually. I think there is. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
What do I do with these things? They're both in like that case that a football comes in,
yeah.
Like that cardboard sort of box.
Oh, okay. Well, get a glass display case for it.
Do I want that? Do I want a glass display case for a Stephon Diggs ball? Two even? I don't know if I do.
I'll buy one off you. I don't have any football.
Oh, here we go.
I should say I don't have that.
You want a ball?
You know,
I'll bring you a ball.
I have a commemorative, and it's in one of those glass cases. I have a commemorative, I think, well, I haven't looked at it in a while. It's one of those things that's, it's in an office that I don't really use anymore, on a shelf with like books I don't read anymore. it's an area of the house that I don't really frequent. But I'm pretty sure I can still see it. It's a Jim Kelly, like Hall of Fame commemorative ball.
Okay.
Signed? So, yeah, but it's one of those stamped. It's not, he didn't sign it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think there's a stamped, like embossed signature on it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Great signature.
And one, yeah.
There's a guy who knew how to sign his name.
Fantastic signature. And like one side, half of it's white and has like his career achievements on it. And the other side is like a regular, you know, the regular football
card. Yes. I have a Kelly ball.
I'd like to have a football. That's the only football I have in my house. I don't have any. The actual football, like the game ball. That's a. I'm envious of these footballs you have.
Oh, I'll give you one.
I like the.
Next time you bring a sub in, like, I'll give you the ball for the sub.
I don't know if I'm gonna. Well, wait till next Tuesday.
Who wins the trade?
I don't know.
Who says no?
Like
a Stephon Diggs autographed ball. For, like, the best sub.
I'm way beyond sitting on the floor of my living room and throwing passes to myself and stretching out to catch them like I did when I was a little kid. And that was with a little ball anyway, not a big full-size football. You could really break something with one of those.
I kind of want to see if my dog would play with the football, but the ball is bigger than she is.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. Yeah.
Might be tough.
Yeah. Signature. Kelly,
give me the ball.
No, don't do that. Signature.
I don't want this ball. I have no use for it. I'm not going to sell it. This is one of those dilemmas that you have if you collect or you just sort of fell into some item or collection. Like, all right, well, it has some value, but how do I accrue it? Like, what do I do to get anything from this? Your best course of action is to know somebody who wants it. Because you can't like go through the whole thing where you put it online or what do you do with it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not doing that. It's not worth it. It's just too much work for a Diggs ball. Who wants a Diggs ball with a Bills logo on it? Which it probably has on the like the small one that would be on the official ball. Like when they when they play at home, there's that usually, right? There's a small Bills logo on the one side by the laces.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I think it has. I think these balls have that.
No.
I don't want it. Diggs?
He was good.
What, you know, is he interesting to think about maybe? Like, he might be near the end of his career. He probably is.
Yeah.
He had an okay week one, and I still think there's some, it's only one game. Like, there's some path where the Patriots are not bad, and he matters. Maybe he catches 60, 70 passes, or he has a season.
He's there on a one-year deal, right? Was that just a one-year thing? I'm trying to think. Like if I don't know how he'll be this year. We'll see. He did come back like not unprecedentedly fast. I mean, guys have come back quickly from knee injuries. Not everyone's timeline is the same. But if he does, you know, regardless of how he played in week one, if it's a slow go this year, there still will be the, well, you know, it was the first year after the ACL and like give him time, like in the right spot on a good team. I still, this is what I wanted for him here. Like if it hadn't gone sideways with him here, what I would have wanted, the reason I wanted them to invest in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A potential number one receiver while he was even on the team was to ease his transition into being a complementary piece. And like, I think he could be a perfect slot receiver. Like, if he wants to do it and stay in shape, I think he could be a good slot receiver for another 3 or 4 years at his age. His skill set is so good. Like the route running, you know, he's going to lose some high end speed and he was never the fastest guy to begin with, but I think his craft could really work well in a role like that. And that's what I envisioned. Like, again, if he were still here and everything had gone well, I think they would have needed to bump him inside. And I think he could flourish in a role like that.
I think maybe on certain teams, maybe New England is one of them where I think you'd be right. I don't think I'd want him over Shakir right now on this team, though.
I'm not necessarily saying that now.
A lot of teams' best receivers are in the slot these days.
Yeah, like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah. Smith and Jigba in Seattle, like that's just kind of perfect. They don't have anybody else that has proven. I mean, Kupp might be shot. Lamb, you know, like guys, it's different now, isn't it, than 10 years ago
where
the slot was a stigma?
Right.
Who was it? Was it Lamb even that came out of college and like, oh, he's just a slot? And like, look at him.
I mean, right.
I don't know. Like, I think it's more just not a problem. Mm-hmm. Than it used to be.
Yeah.
But I think he might be on the right team. I don't remember what his contract was, but I remember thinking he did amazingly well for
where he was at in his career. Yeah.
So
yeah, I definitely feel that.
New England at Miami on Sunday. Same time as our game. So, I mean, you'll never see it. This game will not be available to you, the football fan. Trista, coming up at 6, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.